She says that it is never a single piece that she hears, but a patchwork of musical fragments and musical devices stitched together, a sort of kaleidoscopic playing with music. Nonetheless, some of these hypnopompic fragments may stick in her mind and play an important role in her subsequent compositions. With some musicians, however, especially if there has been long and intensive incubation of a new composition, such experiences may be coherent and full of meaning, even providing the long sought-after parts of a major composition. Such an experience was described by Wagner, who wrote of how the orchestral introduction to Das Rheingold came to him, after long waiting, when he was in a strange quasi-hallucinatory twilight state. After a night spent in fever and sleeplessness, I forced myself to take a long tramp the next day through the hilly country, which was covered with pine woods. It all looked dreary and desolate, and I could not think what I should do there. Returning in the afternoon, I stretched myself, dead tired, on a hard couch, awaiting the long-desired hour of sleep. It did not come, but I fell into a kind of somnolent state, in which I suddenly felt as though I were sinking in swiftly flowing water. The rushing sound formed itself in my brain into a musical sound, the chord of E-flat major, which continued, re-echoed in broken forms. These broken forms seemed to be melodic passages of increasing motion, yet the pure triad of E-flat major never changed, but seemed, by its continuance, to impart infinite significance to the element in which I was sinking. I awoke in sudden terror from my doze, feeling as though the waves were rushing high above my head. I at once recognized that the orchestral overture to the Rheingold, which must have long lain latent within me, though it had been unable to find definite form, had, at last, been revealed to me. I then quickly realized my own nature. The stream of life was not to flow to me from without, but from within. Ravel noted that the most delightful melodies came to him in dreams, and Stravinsky said much the same. But there is no more poignant example of this than the one Berlioz provided in his memoirs. 2 years ago, at a time when my wife's state of health was involving me in a lot of expense, but there was still some hope of its improving, I dreamed one night that I was composing a symphony and heard it in my dream. On waking next morning, I could recall nearly the whole of the first movement, which was an allegro in A minor in 2-4 time. I was going to my desk to begin writing it down when I suddenly thought, if I do, I shall be led on to compose the rest. My ideas always tend to expand nowadays. This symphony could well be on an enormous scale. I shall spend perhaps 3 or 4 months on the work. I took 7 to write Romeo and Juliet, during which time I shall do no articles, or very few, and my income will diminish accordingly. When the symphony is written, I shall be weak enough to let myself be persuaded by my copyist to have it copied, which will immediately put me 1,000 or 1,200 francs in debt. Once the parts exist, I shall be plagued by the temptation to have the work performed. I shall give a concert, the receipts of which will barely cover 1/2 of the costs. That is inevitable these days. I shall lose what I haven't got, and be short of money to provide for the poor invalid, and no longer able to meet my personal expenses or pay my son's board on the ship he will shortly be joining. These thoughts made me shudder, and I threw down my pen thinking, what of it? I shall have forgotten it by tomorrow. That night, the symphony again appeared and obstinately resounded in my head. I heard the allegro in A minor quite distinctly. More, I seemed to see it written. I woke in a state of feverish excitement. I sang the theme to myself. Its form and character pleased me exceedingly. I was on the point of getting up. Then my previous thoughts recurred and held me fast. I lay still, steeling myself against temptation, clinging to the hope I would forget. At last I fell asleep, and when I next awoke, all recollection of it had vanished forever.